Obviously, we understand that there are people that God will never forgive. We know those today as reprobates, okay? And obviously, you know, there's Christians that God will not forgive, and he just takes them home. But there's people that will God will never forgive, and those are reprobates. That's why I understand sometimes that Christians who don't agree on the reprobate doctrine, but they're saved, they're like, well, what if, you know, they don't really sincerely want to do any kind of right, including forgiving or asking for forgiveness. Okay. And any reprobate that asks for forgiveness, it's a front. You know, when they interviewed Ted Bundy, for example, I can't remember what that Christian guy's name was. He's like interviewing Ted Bundy right before he's like, yeah, I got saved, you know, and I believed on Jesus Christ. I repented of all my sins. You know, I have remorse. No, he doesn't. He's looking to basically do his last evil act before he dies. What's his last evil act? Just deceive a bunch of Christians into thinking the reprobates can be saved. That guy's wicked. He's burning in the lowest hell today. You know? And look, he might have had some remorse, but you know, remorse doesn't get you saved. Judas felt bad. He even threw the 30 pieces of silver back. That guy still died and went to hell. Because remorse doesn't get you saved. Believing on Christ gets you saved. Okay? And someone like Ted Bundy, you just look at his life, it's like, no way can this guy. The things that he's done, no way could that guy have gotten saved at all. That guy was a full-blown, vile reprobate. Okay? And God does not forgive those people.